Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Nagin back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and his lovely wife, Susan, founded the company Whiz Bang Training. And before that, though, he owned a kite company. That's right, a 12-month, 24-7, 12-month kite company. He sold kites in August, I guess, and pulled that off. So, folks, anybody who could sell, you know, what is it they say, ice to Eskimos and fur coats to the folks on the equator and kites in August. I'm going to listen to that guy when he talks to me about retail. Bob Nagin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. He and Susan wrote the outstanding book, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, folks? Hey Bob, in the previous segment, I went on a rant about what I think would be and I actually guaranteed people that they would have a sales increase if they would just learn to tell every customer these things. Thank you for your business. I appreciate you coming in today. Please come back and see us another day. In the meantime, what can I do to help you? What do you think, Bob?
Well, I just couldn't agree more. You know, if you're an independent retail store owner, your number one competitive advantage is your ability to deliver an experience. Mm-hmm. And people want to feel like they're appreciated. And a sincere thank you. I have an old saying that I love to that I talk about all the time: love your customers, the money will follow.
Right.
And that sincerity will go an awful long way. So I agree with you 100%.
Well, and they, as I've said a thousand times, John Nesbitt said it 30 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we want. And that thank you, making a connection with people, people want that. Even with all the technology, all the social media, people still want a connection, don't they?
They want it even more.
Yeah.
They want it even more. And, one of the things that I would add to what you said in the earlier, by the way, you know, and I loved it. I was sitting here listening and just going, boy, Jim's nailing it today. Just wanted to give you a hallelujah, brother, on that. But the one thing that I would add to that is that I would also add that the store owner, the small business person needs to invite that customer, that new customer, to join their loyalty program or to somehow raise their hand. And you want the customer to raise their hand and say, yes, Bob, I give you permission to develop a relationship.
I call that the customer says, I give you permission to follow me home.
That's right. Yes, that's exact. And that's so important because, you know, one of the tricks to growing your business is to get your customers to shop with you more often. And if you don't have their contact information, you know, it's kind of like when boys and girls meet. If the boy doesn't get the phone number, all he can do is hope that he sees the girl later. But if he gets the phone number, well, then he can pick up the phone and call her and ask her out.
You know, Bob, I hate to sound, I hate to do this, I hate to be the one to do this, because I love the analogy you just gave, but you just showed all these young kids out there how your age.
Because
you know the teenage boy, they don't call anymore. Bob, what, you and I got to come up with another metaphor for this, Bob. Because
okay, they text them.
Yeah, they hit them on Facebook or something. I don't know how they do
right.
it these days. But you're exactly right. And you know, once you actually make contact with someone, And they act like they're interested, even if they don't buy from you. But they make any comments like, you know, that they might come back or they like what you've got. They're not quite ready. You've got to take advantage of that by asking them, would you mind joining our email newsletter list? Can we send you our letter? Can we tell you when we have new stuff? How do you like being connected? You know, is it you'd rather be connected, or would you like to us to send you a tweet or on Facebook or email? What do you like? Right.
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, it's all about, you know, and I would also suggest that invitation is a better term. Invitation rather than ask.
That's a good idea. Quick break. Right back with Bob Negan. We're talking about retail in the internet age. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.